pefi haveshet. Like you're pulling through the string through a small loop, a small hole. Rashi says it means kitipara pefi haveshet. Kechevel sheyesh by kesher, you have a string that has a knot on it. V'yotze v'kushim in aturim. You want to pull it through the hole. It's very hard to pull it through the hole since there's a knot there. Like usually you make a knot that the string should not go through the hole. So if you want to pull, you have to pull very tight and hard. That's the way the neshama goes out of the body. Reb Yechanan Amar kepetiri b'fi veshet. Also, it's type of thing, Rashi, shekoshrin shtei svinas v'yachid. When you want to tie two ships together, the same thing. You have a loop there that you tie together with the string, and to pull that string through the loop is very hard. The Amar Reb, that's the Gemara. See, really the Gemara in Brocha says that there are 900, I think, in six different type of mises. There are 906 different ways of dying. And we said the easiest of them all is a neshika, a kiss from Hashem, and this is the hardest one, I think. These are the hardest ways of misa. Depends on the different type of misas. Right. V'yomer Rabbi Lezer bar Chisa, ha'nifta min ha'meis. When you want to say goodbye to a meis, lo yomer alech l'sholom, you shouldn't tell him go in peace, el alech b'sholom. When you say goodbye to the meis, to the niftar, you say alech b'sholom. And a niftam and a chai, if somebody goes away from a live person, lo yomel alech bisholem, don't tell him to go away in peace, and alech lisholem, go to peace. How do we know this? Ha niftam in a mace, if you go away from a mace, lo yomel alech lisholem, don't tell him to go to peace, and alech bisholem, go in peace, with peace. Shinyam and Apostle says in Bereshis, v'yata tovay el avasecha bisholem. Talking about the misa there, that you're going to go now to your father, bisholem. You talk to a mace, you say, Bisholem. And an iftim in a chai, if somebody's going away from a chai, a live person, lo yoimalor, don't tell the person, lech bisholem, go in peace, el alech lisholem, you should go to peace. Sharei David, by David, shomel avsholem, David told avsholem, lech bisholem, go in peace, is holach v'nitla. He went and he got killed, he didn't live through the mechama. Yisroi, Mashenken by Yisroi, Shom ala Moshe, Yisroi to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech l'Sholem, go to Sholem, is when he went back now to Mitzrayim, to take out Klaius of Emeris Mitzrayim, Yisroi told Moshe, go back, Lech l'Sholem, and Holach v'Tzliach, he went on the Arat Locha. So remember, when you say to a Chai, you should always say, Lech l'Sholem. The Yom Rabbi Levi, Kol ha'yoytze v'Beis HaKnesses, somewhere in this world, after davening in the morning, he leaves the Beis HaKnesses, Leveis HaMedrash, he goes to the Beis HaMedrash to learn Torah. Leveis HaMedrash, Leveis HaKnesses, and then at night he goes back to the Beis HaKnesses to Davin. Ezeichel Mekabal Pnei Shechina. He'll be Zeichel to be Mekabal the Pnei Shechina to see Hashem. Shenem the Apostle says, Yelchul Mechayel Al Chayel. They'll go from one place to another place. And Yeru El Elokim B'tzion. They'll be Zeichel to see Hashem. So Mechayel Al Chayel means like from Beis HaMedrash to Beis HaKnesses. If you're going from one to another, you'll be zecha to see Hashem. Rashi says, Yelchu mechayel ochoyul, she yelchu mi beis ha-medrash to beis ha-knesses. The beis ha-knesses to beis ha-medrash. Achar is yiroyel akim b'tziyon, yiskenu keel el-elyon. You'll be zecha to see Hashem. And Omer Rav Chiyah Barashi, Omer Rav, Talmidei Chachomim ein lehem menucha afudu l'olam abo. The Talmid Chachom does not have real peace, even in Elam Abo, not only not in this world, even in Elam Abo. Shenem the Pesach says, Yelchu Mechayel El Choyel, Yeroel El Kim B'tzion. So now he's dashing this Pesach, Rav Chiyah Rashi, not only is going on Elam Azeh, but he's even going on Elam Abo. And the Pshat the Mashor speaks out is, that Menucha doesn't mean physical Menucha. That's Pshat in Elam Abo, there's no physical work there. You don't have to do any physical work. But what it means to say Elam Menucha means, because if I can't, really in this bracha in Pashas Vayechid, it says by Yisachar, it says, Vayar Menucha Kitoiv. It says Yisachar saw that Menucha is good. And Yisachar's bracha was the Oil HaTorah. In order to be Zeicher, really with the Oil HaTorah, you have to have Menucha, you have to have it easy. But the Pshat is, easy means Menucha Sanefesh. But the mind, the Seichel is always working. The Talmud Chacham Seichel is always working. He's always getting more and more Ruchnis. That's the pshat. Even Elam Abo, Yishtaygeist Elam Abo. You go from one yeshiva to another yeshiva, Yisaychel is always receiving more and more ashpah, even in Elam Abo. That's Pshat Hilcha Meila Menucha. Afilu Olam Abba, Tamachachim, that uses the Seichel, his Seichel is always gaining more and more. Not only in this world, but even Olam Abba also, his Seichel gets much greater there. Like we always say, Gemara that Chachi started to learn here, on this world, the Mitzvah Shem will be Zeicha, that in Shemayim they'll teach us the real Emes of Pshat. And that's our Mitzvah Siyua for Dav Yemi. Even though Dav Yemi sometimes go a little bit too fast, we don't know all the real Pshat, Emes of Pshat, but that's Tav Tochon. That our core point of view went through the Gemara in this world, when it comes upstairs to Shemayim, they teach you the Gemara over again. A person never learned the Gemara, it's very hard to learn it upstairs. But I call upon him, you went through the Gemara once, the Elam Azir, the special schus that you'll have, Seichel keeps on steigen as Elam Habor. You don't stay with the same Seichel. Things that you learned in this world, in Mitzvah Shem, the Elam Habor, they'll become much more clearer. They will get the real Seichel, they will have one in the Gemara. Hadron Alecha, Veilu Megalchin, Nuslikul HaMasechta Merkotin. Hadron Alecha, before you stick on the ear. Hadron Alecha, Veilu Megalchin, Nuslikul HaMasechta Merkotin. Hadron Alecha, Veilu Megalchin, Nuslikul HaMasechta Merkotin. Now just look at Tosis again on the Chav Chesim Abayz. It says that Titiyo Melech Yuda. So Tosis says Sate Tzadi Gomer Hoya. Hitaka was a Tzadi Gomer. Avu B'mikro Lo Mitzinu Yoyse Kiyim Shetzivu Lahalois Yemiyo Minatit. It's in the Pesukim it only says he did one this good thing. Well, yes, before, but he only did one mitzvah, who is a tzaddik, but Tosis says Enechnami. Just means on the Pesukim though, we don't find that he did more than one good thing. Also, Taisi says in the Chav Chesem and Aleph, that the Gemara says it's totally a mazel about the life and the children and the mazon. The Taisi says, "Ruchshu b'Taisris, Hodi Aminim Seif Shabbos Ein Mazel Yisrael." There's a man the Yom Masech the Shabbos that says there's no inyan of a mazel by Klal Yisrael. The Taisi says, "V'yeshleimar the lepamim mishtane ayde mazel ki hanu the hosam lepamim sheim mishtane kaminu b'Tainis." The mazel is not always, sometimes yes, sometimes no. And in places there, in Shabbos explains that it means that even though there is a mazel, but ain't mazel means sometimes matmash, a special schus that you have, you could change your mazel. Like the Mashur says, we see in Agamor like that, it says the rubble was mispalol, that it should become a chochem, and it should become an osher, and that's what happened. You see, sometimes matmash is schus, matmash is tefillah, you could change what your mazel was supposed to give you. All right, we'll stop here.